What's up? This is episode shit 70. Jesus. This episode is about twin flames and soulmates. What are the similarities and what are the differences that I've come to know in my experience? I feel like it depends on who you ask. Let me just preface by saying that it depends on who you ask. But there are many different types of soul connections that you have with people. Twin flames and soulmates are thrown around. Those terms are thrown around heavily, within the last couple of years, especially since, you know, the pandemic and TikTok has happened and these tarot readers use twin flame as like a buzzword, and it's this whole separate genre of shit. Very interesting stuff, because there is some validity in what's being said, and I do have a couple of people that I follow and like trust in regards to like the twin flame situation. But I think, okay, so I've made a video about this in the past, but I haven't done the comparisons. Like, I've made a video about how at one point, I think like 2 years ago, I was like, twin flames are bullshit. They don't exist. And not that they don't exist, but they're bullshit. And my issues with the twin flame community, or some people who claim to be experts on the topic, but like, how could you be an expert in such an esoteric topic, right? But either way, my issue is that a lot of people misconstrue the twin flame journey for just a toxic relationship that you shouldn't be in. And so I'm here to give y'all the differences between soulmates and twin flames, because there are differences. First and foremost, and I'm going off the top of the head, and so I'll either miss things or might repeat myself. Y'all know I don't plan these out. I just kind of shoot from the hip, right? But the first and foremost thing is that soulmates, you have more than one soulmate. You can have more than one. A soulmate is basically just somebody that you have a past life with, a past life tie. Like, you've lived more than this life with that person. It is a recognition when you first meet them. You're like, holy shit, why does this person feel like family? Why do I feel like I've known this person my entire life? It's because you've known them before. Your soul recognizes their soul, especially if you're awake. And like spiritually awake, you most definitely can feel a soulmate connection. They feel like family. They feel like kin. They don't need to be. Soulmates are not always romantic. And we'll get into twin flames and how twin flames, some people say it's twin flames aren't always romantic, but then other people say, no, that's a pretty romantic soul tie. I don't know where I fall with that, to be quite honest. I consider twin flames to be romantic, but the difference between twin flames and soulmates, first and foremost, is that you could have multiple soulmates. Some soulmates are not romantic. Some are. The way you tell the difference between a romantic soulmate and a non-romantic soulmate is literally, do you want to fuck that person? If you have no desire to fuck that person or be with them in any sort of romantic way, they are not a romantic soulmate. If you have any sort of feelings, emotions, romantically for that person, and you want to fuck them, and there's also that attraction factor, that is a romantic soulmate, period. It's that simple, right? The lines are not really that much blurred when it comes to that. Most of the time, our parents are soulmates. a lot of core people in our lives end up being soulmates, right? Like your sister is probably somebody that you spent a previous lifetime or two with. And so that deepens the bond. The reason for this, the reason for soulmates is, there are different types of soulmates too. I mean, we could get into that, but I think that's a different video. I might have to write some shit down for that one. But there are karmic ties and soul ties, and there are certain soul contracts that you have with people. If you believe in all this shit, that like you need to clear out karma. That's really what, when people say karmics, and that's gotten a bad rap too because of the twin flame community. Like people think, oh, that's a karmic, you know, that automatically means it's a toxic situation. Karmic is just somebody, a soulmate, that you've lived a past life with, that you're repeating this life with in order to clear up some karma from either your past life or this current life, whatever the fuck that is. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a toxic situation. Twin flames. What are twin flames? And I've read a really good book about twin flames. I'll leave it in the description below. It's somewhere over here. I just recently read it. A twin flame is basically your soul, not split, because we are all complete souls. So the way that it's described in the book is basically, if you think about water, right? One huge body of water. We all come from one huge soul, right? Like the soul of the universe, whatever the fuck it is. I'm probably butchering this explanation, but whatever, fuck it. We all come from one source, but there are different branches from this one source. And, you know, you can have, it's like a tree, right? There's one source for that tree is that seed, let's say, but that seed sprouts into different roots, and those roots sprout into different pieces of bark, and yada, 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 and so on and so forth, right? That's basically how it was explained in this book. And so your twin flame is your soul's other half, but it doesn't mean that you're not a complete soul. It means that it's your twin. Like if each soul has a DNA makeup, right? The same way that you could have a physical twin, and if it's an identical twin, you and your identical twin have the same DNA and the same everything. Complete DNA makeup, right? Biologically, y'all are identical. Your twin flame is the same thing. Your twin flame is not the other half of your soul, because that would imply that you are not a complete being without this person. And that also perpetuates the codependent factor when it comes to twin flames. Not healthy, not good, very toxic, not true. It's exactly what it is. It's your twin soul. You and your twin have the same exact soul, essentially, or the same exact makeup, DNA makeup, whatever it is, in your soul. And so when you meet this person, it's like your divine counterpart, and you are not meant to meet them. You have to, well, first of all, according to this book, you can incarnate here into this world, right? This physical plane, without your twin flame. Right, you chose to come here. Your twin flame is like, nah, I'm gonna stick beside him. Like, I'm gonna stay over here on this side. And so your twin flame has not incarnated in this lifetime while you have. But if you believe in reincarnation, which I do, in like past lives and stuff like that. If you believe in soulmates, then you obviously believe in past lives. Then you've lived lifetimes, every lifetime, with your twin flame. And so your twin flame, if they choose not to incarnate and you do, or vice versa, you kind of become their guide, they kind of become your guide, or just you meet on the esoteric, on the astral plane, if that makes sense. It's getting very woo. I'm trying not to go there so that, you know, I don't turn people off. But according to this book, which is very interesting, it's a very interesting read, that's how it works. But the whole point of a twin flame, it's a whole journey. It is a whole, like a soulmate is, okay, yeah, you need to clear up some karmic ties, or literally a soulmate could be sent to you or brought to you just so that you can literally be fucking happy in life and experience joy. You don't always end up with your twin flame. Even if you meet them, even if you both chose to incarnate on this physical plane, you don't always end up with your twin flame. Well, according to the book that I read, you do, if you both chose to incarnate on this physical plane. The whole point is for you and this person to experience union. Now, again, controversially, there are many people out there that say that twin flames don't always end up together. In fact, they barely ever end up together. According to the book I read, that's not true. So it can get a little wonky when you're talking about twin flames, because so many different people have so many different opinions, and no, this is true, this is not, and yada yada. I also came across a shaman on TikTok who I'm trying to get on the show, who says that actually it's the opposite. Soulmate is the divine counterpart, the other part of you. That's, you only have one soulmate, but many twin flames. That's what this specific shaman said, that you know, throughout history, throughout culture, we've actually flipped it. I don't know what it's called. It's like what to call what to name this and what box to put this in. It's all semantics. I do believe there is, like, I do believe in the one, that there is a one for somebody. Like a soul one. Does that mean that person ends up being your wife or husband? No, I think you have to consider, there are so many people out in this world that don't believe in monogamy and don't want to get married and don't believe in marriage. That is a man-made construct, right? Marriage and all of that, it's man-made. So when you're talking about, it's hard, because when you're talking about things that have to do with like the spiritual realm, you have to ground it down to reality and they don't always mix, right? Reality and like what we know to be reality and what goes on in the realms that we don't see or know about, two totally different things. What is marriage? Like, I don't fucking know. It's something that we created here on this earth. But I do believe that there is, on a spiritual level, there is one soul that just fits with another. Like two people that are like almost on a soul level made for one another. And I personally, I would call that twin flame. I know that I've experienced many relationships where I've thought to myself, like the intense connection has led me to believe that maybe I could have met my twin flame already. I think I have met my twin flame already. I know I've definitely met a soulmate for sure. Like I've definitely met a romantic soulmate. One thing about twin flames, and we're going to talk, I'm trying to really like give you the comparison between the two, but twin flames are so in depth, they are so like on their own level that I should probably do an episode maybe with somebody about twin flames, because soulmates are just simply somebody you've known in a past life that you either need to clear karma up with from that past life, you need to learn some sort of karmic lesson, or they're just sent to you to be, to fulfill, like, you know, as your counterpart in this life. Whereas your twin flame is a complete, it's a journey for your soul to literally level up so that you, it's a self-love journey, really. The twin flame is all about yourself, because that twin is sent to you so that you can be mirrored. They mirror you in every sense of the word. And you are basically fed back yourself so that you can face in another person that you love, you can face yourself and all the things that you need to work on. And it is a very rough, if anybody out there feels like they're on the twin flame journey, y'all know it is not easy to be in a twin flame connection. It is a lot of, there's also somebody on TikTok that I follow who, she's actually a coach for, like, a twin flame coach, and I actually want to reach out to her and have her on the show, because I feel like she could do this subject way more justice than I can. But this is your introduction, so but the whole point of a twin flame journey is to find self-love and to clear up your own traumas and karma on your own, right? This person is sent to you the way that I know it to be is you meet this person, you have this sense of familiarity with them. It's a very intense connection. Your entire life feels as though it is thrown up in the air and regurgitated back out your asshole. Like, that's how it feels when you meet this person, because you're like, whoa, was not expecting that. It's a whirlwind. The connection is very deep. And things go well for a time, and then all of a sudden, shit hits the fan. It's not a toxic shit hitting the fan, though. The thing with twin flames is if it has ever gotten toxic, your twin flame will never be a toxic fuck to you. Your twin flame will never gaslight you. Your twin flame will never manipulate you. Your twin flame will never, I don't want to say never because we're human, but will never be a compulsive liar to you. Your twin flame won't do any of that, because it's an unconditional type of love. What will happen with a twin flame relationship is one person will be ready for the connection, completely and wholeheartedly ready for the connection, and there will be another person who won't be, for whatever reason. They're just not leveled up yet, whatever it is. And thus, there has to be a separation. And that's what makes it so difficult, is because you're not codependent with this person. You are independent of this person. But once you find this person and y'all separate, that is probably one of the hardest separations you will ever deal with, because you're so connected to this person. Even when y'all are physically away from one another and y'all haven't spoken in months, a year, whatever it is, you can still for some reason psychically feel this person, and both people can do it. But it all depends on how open you are to the connection. I feel as though it is a possibility that I could have met my twin flame. I'm not quite sure. The person that I have in mind is most definitely a soulmate, a deep fucking soulmate. Because when I tell you I can feel her, I can fucking feel her, right? But a lot of the times, twin flame connections are very much so misconstrued with karmic soul ties, right? Or like false twin flames. That's a whole other situation. People can present and the connection can be as intense as a twin flame relationship, but there's toxicity, there's manipulation, there's fucking all purposefully hurting somebody, like spitefulness, going out of your way to hurt somebody. That is not a twin flame relationship. If somebody is actively going out of their way to be disgusting towards you, they're not your twin flame, because a twin flame connection is all about unconditional love. The difference you'll see in a twin flame is somebody making a sacrifice, sacrificing their feelings, no matter how much they feel for you, them either lying about their feelings or lying about where they're at type of thing, but being completely honest about not being ready for the connection, right? So it's this runner chaser dynamic where, not in a toxic way, where one person's like, whoa, what is this? This, I'm not down with this. I'm not ready for this. I gotta go. Bye. I don't feel the same way as you. Peace out. Or I do feel this way, but this is too much. I gotta go. It's never, yeah, I fucked your sister behind your back, but I really love you. I made a mistake, baby. If you're with a narcissist, that's not your twin flame. There's a nobility, there's a loyalty to a twin flame connection, right? You will be hurt. You will most definitely, the separation will most definitely turn your life completely upside down, but the separation is there to catalyze a spiritual awakening. That's another thing. If you do not separate physically, you can't separate emotionally, but if you do not physically separate and go a time where that person is not in your physical energy, you're not speaking, you're not seeing each other, you're not talking, right? Whether it's months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, however long, if there is no separation, it's not a twin flame. It's just a very intense soulmate that you did not want leaving you. I can tell you this, when the person leaves and you don't speak to them, there is, even when you have not spoken to them in 2 years, a year, there is always this like pull, or there's always this feeling of like, not something's missing, because that would be like codependence. There's always this, not, I don't want to say void, because the whole point of a twin flame journey is for you to realize you are a whole complete human and they are a whole complete human, and you need to wholly heal from everything that has happened, and they need to wholly heal from everything that has happened to them. And once y'all do that, then union happens, providing y'all both live to see the union, if that makes sense. Because your twin flame could literally fucking croak, and then they're still your twin flame, but they're your twin flame on the other side. Like, that does happen as well. Soulmates, it's a lot simpler. It's, I meet a soulmate. Hey, I like you. Hey, I like you too. Oh, wow, I love you. Wow, I love you too. I'll never hurt you. I'll never hurt you. Mm-hmm. Let's love each other for the rest of our lives. We live happily ever after. that's that. We've been together for 75 plus years. Twin flame is, hey, I recognize you. Oh my God, I recognize you too. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. Neither do I. This is gonna fucking suck. Maybe. Okay. Very odd. Let's hook up. Let's whatever. Oh, we hooked up. Holy shit. What was that that I just felt when I kissed you? I've never felt that before. Holy shit. Neither have I. Let's keep doing that. All right, cool. All right, we're healthy. You bring out the best in me. I bring out the best in you. You're here for me. I'm here for you. I unconditionally love you and would give my life to you. Same. But I'm not ready. And I'm not going to tell you that I unconditionally love. Like, there's always one person who's like, skirt. Skirt. And the roles can switch throughout life. So, like, it'll start out, the runner will start out one person. And then y'all separate. And you guys go do your own work. Like, you know, like your own soul work, whatever the fuck it is, you got to like learn. It's mainly about learning self-love, learning to love yourself as a complete human so that you can come into union with this person, right? And you'll notice that you and this person completely mirror each other, even in separation. So like you get into a situationship, they get into a situationship. You pivot in life and say, hey, you know what? This is what I want to do with my life. They pivot in life and they're like, holy like, but y'all aren't speaking to one another. It's actually quite crazy, you know? Like, you don't, I can't explain it. I just can't explain it. It's a soulmates and twin flames are similar in that, like, you'll finish each other's sentences, you know who they are. But with twins, with twin flames, it's different. It's like on a deeper, like, I know what you are thinking and I can feel you coming. I know when you're thinking about me, and if you're awake to the connection as well, you know when I'm thinking about you. I know when you're anxious because I can feel it. And you, it's like this weird telepathy thing. It's like finishing each other's sentences, but on a whole nother level. And so there's a mirroring that happens. Whereas when you meet a karmic, it's like anything really goes with a karmic. That person could be sent there to literally ruin your fucking life. Your twin flame, yes, it ruins your fucking, it actually doesn't ruin your life. It feels like it ruins your life, but it's really the separation and the breakup or whatever is there purposefully. It has to happen in order for you to level up spiritually, in order for you to, there's almost this like y'all separate and yes, you're hurting, but once you get into that heart-centered, like leading with love sort of place, as much as that person, as much as your twin flame may have hurt you and you may have hurt your twin flame, you both have a deep understanding as to why it had to happen. And so there's this, you know, I can't hate this. I could never hate this person. I could never feel malice or hate or anger toward this person because I understand where this is coming from. It's also this, like, you feel crazy too, you know, like there, you feel, I knew that was going to happen. You feel a little bit batshit crazy. Hold on one second. There's this like, am I crazy feeling because you also have to trust in the connection as well, right? And it's there to teach you also to surrender as well, because you experience something that completely lights your entire soul on fire, something you've never felt before from another person. You're just like, holy shit, this person brought so much love and energy and spark into my life, and now they're gone. And so now it's like, fuck, now I gotta give that to myself. And so you go on this self-discovery journey where you're, for at first you're trying to fill that void, and nothing works. It's crazy. You're trying to fill the void codependently by getting yourself into situationships that you definitely shouldn't be in or whatever, seeking outside validation, all of this shit, to then realize that you should have been giving, you're the only other person who could fill that void from that person missing, right? And I mean, that's in really any situation. It's not just a twin flame situation, right? Like, but the whole premise and point of the twin flame situation is specifically for that reason, so that you can recognize that you are the void filler, comes from within. Once you realize that, you clear up all of the shadow shit that goes, like, it's a lot of shadow work, a lot of facing yourself. You clear up all the karma, you clear up all the traumas that you've been holding on to, that other person does as well, because you are tied. You can't break that soul tie either. Like, you can with a soulmate, you can do a cord cutting and cut that cord from a soulmate. Even an intense soulmate, I feel like you can. With a twin flame, you literally can't. You literally cannot cut the cord, because the whole point of your twin flame is for you to realize that you are a whole human being. And it's like, what you do to one happens to the other. So if you abuse yourself, you're abusing your twin flame, basically, like on a soul level. So if you clear up the karma on your own, you're clearing up their karma as well, whether they feel it or not. They may not feel it specifically, like they may not be walking around like, oh, Tori just did some shadow work and cleared up some karma and had a breakthrough in therapy. Great. It may not be like that, but psychically and spiritually, they'll be like, why do I want to unblock Tori? Why do I want to text her? What the fuck is going on? Like, you know what I mean? It's like that. Why am I thinking about this? Why am I thinking about her? Why did I just have that dream? It's like this psychic ping pong game. But it's not toxic. There's a lot of similarities between soulmates and twin flames. And listen, the waters are very murky. Who honestly, I would have to really do a lot of reading. I've read one book on it. It was very interesting. Again, I will, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll link it below. I think it was literally just called like Twin Flames or something like that. I forget who it's by. Now I'm going to have to get it. I think it's over here. It's called Find Your Twin Flame by Leslie Sampson. Y'all know I bought it at the apothecary, my favorite place. But it's understand and connect to your soul's other half. And you know what? I'm going to read the back of it. More than a soulmate, your twin flame is the only soul that has the same spiritual DNA as yours, the piece that is crucial to your soul's evolution. What did I say? This book is key to not only identifying your twin flame, but also nurturing a partnership that's deeper than any other. While you can have many soulmates, only one soul can be your twin flame. Psychic medium Leslie Sampson walks you through the history of twin flames and the various methods for finding your divine partner, including numerology, astrology, divination, Akashic records, and more. She also, you know, gives like stories about people she's worked with and her own twin flame journey. It's a good beginner's guide to like understanding it beyond what you see on TikTok and fucking YouTube, because I think a lot of people use twin flame as a buzzword now because it gets a lot of views. We all have a twin flame. That was like a misconception of mine. I thought not everybody. No, we all have a soul. Like, we all have the other half of our soul. Not the other half. I don't want to. How does she describe it? We all have a spiritual twin. Not a doppelganger. Like, whereas soulmates could be doppelgangers, or soulmates could be like, they're within our soul family, right? So, you know, your soulmate, like Jamie is my best friend. She's definitely one of my soulmates. Platonically, though, because I've never wanted to fuck her. You know what I mean? Well, I didn't. She was probably like, we were probably like boy girl best friends in a past life that like never dated, but like were attracted to each other. But there, it's platonic in the sense that I don't have those deep feelings for her. If that makes sense. I don't have feelings for her. Like, if she were to go fuck somebody tomorrow, it would not bother me at all. I recognize that I am attracted to her, and she's probably attracted to me, right? But she's going to kill me. But, like, it doesn't go beyond that. I've never kissed her on the lips. I've never fucking pecked her on the mouth. I've made out with her cousin. You know what I'm saying? So it's that sort of thing. Oh my God, I hope she's not watching this. Anyway, the point is, twin flames, there's no murkiness with a twin flame. They are your soul's twin, period. And there's a whole purpose and meaning that is the same throughout. So I meet one soulmate, and that lesson from that soulmate is different from my friend who meets their soulmate, completely different. Like, there's different types of soulmates. There's one, only one twin flame. And I don't know where I was going with this, but this is a good book for anybody just kind of curious about the subject and interested to learning a little bit more. I read this one pretty quickly. It's not that... It says it's a comprehensive guide. It's definitely not comprehensive at all. It's a good beginner's guide. If you're completely new to the subject, this is a definitely a good book to pick up. Again, I will leave the link in either the show notes or the description, however you're consuming this content. But... I want to have somebody on to really dive deep into this, because I'm not an expert in this subject. I'm really not. I know a lot about it because I've read books and I've read articles about it and what it pertains to and everything like that. But there are so many people out there who have different opinions, and it's like different even like experts, really. Like, one psychic medium says this and another psychic medium says that and another person says this. So there's really there are guidelines, but there aren't. It the same what everybody will say, no matter who you ask, is that twin flames are your soul's twin. And that there has to be a separation period one. And two, there is a union as well. And three, if they are ethically, or if they are ethical in their approach, they will tell you a twin flame is not somebody who is toxic or abusive. A twin flame will never be abusive, period. It's not a, it's not that type of party when it comes to twin flames. So if you've been with somebody who is emotionally, physically, mentally abusive, not your twin flame, probably a karmic. If you've been with somebody who might have commitment issues and is open and honest about those commitment issues, may not be open and honest about their feelings, but is at the very least open and honest about the fact that they can't be with you in, at that point in time, not probably your twin flame, because, you know, whatever, but more than, more likely a twin flame than a situation where you're being punched in the face or cheated on or manipulated or gaslit. I don't know. Your twin flame will never do that. It's an unconditional love sort of situation. I know one human in my life, and maybe I just really deeply love her for whatever fucking reason, right? But I know one human in my life who I fell in love with because of who she was as a human, right? I fell in love with her soul, and unconditionally, regardless of how badly she hurt me, I still to this day would unconditionally be there for her no matter what. No matter what she chose to do in life, no matter where she chose to be, I would protect her, and I have behind the scenes. Like, we do not speak anymore. And I still, like, would protect her and stand up for her no matter what. That is, at the very least, unconditional love. I've never felt that for anybody. Not that I've never felt unconditional love before. I typically love unconditionally. I've felt unconditional love before in previous situations, but that shit wasn't reciprocated. And there is a belief in my whole entire heart that she would do the same, right? That she wouldn't drag my name, that she wouldn't let anybody drag my name in her presence, and that unconditionally, no matter how much she was hurt by me, let's say, she would never spitefully go out of her way to be a malicious twat, or she would never enter into my life knowing that it would hurt me, and same. And that to me is unconditional love. Does that mean she's my twin flame? No. But that's more so, more likely what a twin flame connection is like, versus we dated, we had a really good connection, you lied to me and you continued to lie and you never changed and never leveled up, and you gaslighted and abused me. Not a twin flame. Just want to make that clear. If anybody wants to get this book, if anybody wants to weigh in on this topic, feel free, leave a comment, email me, tori@torifranco.com. Totally down to have a conversation. If I explained it wrong, let me know why I'm wrong. I'd love to be educated on this shit more. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, join my email list. That's linked in the description below. Every Friday I send out my little newsletter. So yeah, I am offering coaching sessions now. My new website is up and launched. I'll be starting to give one-on-one sessions in July. You can book now. You can buy a package. You can buy one session now, but we won't be meeting until July, so just keep that in mind. But yeah, that's all. That's all I got for y'all. I love you guys. And I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace out.